Richard Strauss, Death and Transfiguration, 1889, Lecture 3.
We return to Strauss's Death and Transfiguration. It's time to start moving our way through this very complex piece. So I would ask you all to bear with me as best as you can what might seem to be complicated, especially the incredible variety of thematic material will coalesce in your ears once we have a chance to listen to everything a number of times and once we have a chance to study the various derivations of all of the thematic material we're about to experience. We begin, as we should, with the introduction. Now, to review some large statements mentioned in the previous lecture, this piece is in a number of large sections: an introduction, an exposition, a development, a recapitulation, and a coda. All of these sections exhibit one or more of the basic three states of being that this piece is about. It's about inner states, that is, emotional states and memories, and those areas are marked by generally gentle music. It's about the dying man's outer state, that is, his physical pain and his agonies as his body dissolves beneath him or around him, and those are the painful sections of extremely dramatic music. And lastly, there is the transfigured music, the transfigured states that corresponds with the transfiguration of the coda and other momentary statements of what we will call the transfiguration theme. The introduction then has a dual role: to introduce us to the man's inner and outer states, to his physical pain and to his mental state, which is a very much more powerful and positive one than his disintegrating body might lead us to believe it would be. We are in five different parts in this introduction: part one, part two, part three, part four, and part five. And the outer inner state conflict that characterizes so much of this piece is well displayed here. The piece begins with an outer state, that is, a description of the man's body and the decrepitude around him, because the scene described by Ritter and the scene that Strauss is trying to create, the physical scene of the man's room, is a parallel to the man's body. It is an ugly, bare place, devoid of life as candle butts burn down. Part two, inner state. Part three, outer state. Part four, inner state. Part five, outer state. So parts one, three, and five deal with the outer body of the man. They are pained. We hear a lot of fragmentary music. We hear a lot of atmospheric rhythm. We don't hear a lot of very definite beats. It's what I call music of gesture. We're just going to hear fragments, bits and pieces, nothing long or thematic. And those musical bits and pieces will create in our mind the sense of dislocation that the sick man is feeling at this moment in his life near its end. Parts two and four deal with the inner states. This is where we'll actually hear themes. Melodies with beginnings, middles, and ends, melodies that will characterize important parts of this man's history. So the inner state is music of melody. The outer state is music of gesture, fragments versus themes, atmospheric and asymmetric rhythms versus steady beats. Let's begin with part one of the introduction. Strauss tells us the sick man lies in bed, asleep with heavy, irregular breathing. Sickness and pain. I read from your word scores. Outer reality. Strings with mutes play irregular breathing heartbeat rhythm. This is going to be a very important rhythm in the piece. We simply hear this. And that's meant to suggest the man's irregular breathing and his irregular heartbeat. The mood is dark and pained, and we should note, not insignificantly, we are in the key of C minor. At measure six, timpani take over. Sighing strings are accompanied by pathetic little wheezes in the flutes. And I would ask you to note something I'll explain at much greater detail in a moment. Note the farewell motive in the first violins, the Lebewohl motive. That means farewell in German. At measure 10, strings resume the heartbeat, and on the word score I'm using abbreviations, heartbeat, motive, more sighing and wheezes, generally pathetic music devoid of hope, without any sense of melodic or firm rhythmic grounding.